When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Red Biggs. Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw. Biggs time.
The Biggs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor on the station and a valued friend. And he joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire. Check him out, Aturo.com. Big Zay.
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, we found out that Tevin Jenkins, day-to-day, just the rib injury. That's it. Nothing to see here. You know, listen, as we have talked about, he's a tough guy. He's also a guy that has had a lot of injuries. How important is it for him to attempt to play in this game? And if he has a serious rib injury, that's going to be a tough thing to do. I don't know that we're going to see him this week, but I appreciate the day-to-day aspect of it.
Yeah, rib injuries can be tricky. Mm-hmm. I know I've talked to guys in the past who haven't had a broken rib, but they've had something that's been maybe as serious or worse. I'm not going to try to explain it because I don't think I fully understand it, but that's where his specific injury is at in terms of a bruised rib. I'd only be guessing, but hey, it's important for Tevin to be out there. Although I will say I thought Nate Davis performed pretty well when he was in there, when he was called on to come in and replace Tevin in that instance. But he needs to be back out there for the team. He needs to be back out there for himself as soon as possible, as this is a contract season. And I think everybody's aware that durability questions have followed him basically since he got to the NFL.
So the running game improves, Brad. DeAndre Swift had a very good Sunday. I think Roschon Johnson played a role. Khalil Herbert was the odd man out. Is that likely to continue? And is that just a fact of you can't get the ball to everybody and you got to play the hot hand?
Yeah, you definitely can't get the ball to everybody. And if you want to, or if you believe in guys needing to get a little bit of work to get rolling, to get lathered up, as we talked about, I think you said Coach Wannstedt referenced that last week. Well, I mean, you've got two completely different sides of the coin there then, you know, getting guys lathered up and then getting everybody involved. And you're eventually the coaching staff's going to have to pick a lane there, because there's the only way to do both is if you're, you know, you got 50, 55 handoffs in the ball game or something like that. And I, you know, I had a question in my mailbag that I'm going to get to this week about Herbert maybe being replaced as the number two. And I think the one thing we've maybe overlooked is that Roschon had a toe injury in training camp. So he missed a good deal of practice time. And he really didn't do a lot in the preseason on account of that injury as well. So, you know, it could be that they were sort of eyeing Roschon for that role all along, just waiting to see where he was at physically. And he is a guy that offers him more in the passing game.
Brad, I think that it's fascinating. We've talked a little about this idea about how many bubble screens, how many little outs they're giving to DJ Moore. We talked to DJ yesterday, as we do every Monday, and he used the word decoy to describe the way they used
Whoa.
Him again.
Uh-oh.
That's 2 weeks
Uh-oh.
Running. He's been effectively a decoy. He is pretty far down the list of NFL receivers in terms of the depth of his routes. It was 7.5 yards before the game. I know he had a long of 9 with the 9-yard touchdown and caught 2 other passes. I just wonder if you're ever going to get to a point where he is more of value in the game plan than just as a run and catch guy on the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he is. And the thing is it's not like DJ's been sort of supplanted by someone else, mm-hmm. okay? The entire passing game is a little bit out of sync for a variety of reasons, pass protection being one of them, Caleb having 4 NFL starts under his belt being another one. You know, it's going to require some timing and some more work together, some improved chemistry, all these things that come with experience. You know, it's not like we're pointing at Roma Dunze and saying, well, geez, they've sort of replaced DJ here. The timing's been a little bit off for, I think, all of them. And as they begin to develop that, they should be able to get some of those throws a little bit further downfield. And it's not like they haven't been taking shots down the field. I think what we've seen is they haven't hit on a whole lot of those. And so we've still got a small sample size here of numbers. But if you look at the NFL's next-gen stats, Caleb Williams, believe it or not, guys, is 6th in the NFL in average intended air yards. Okay, so where's the target downfield? He's 6th in the NFL. Anthony Richardson is looked far and away number one because the Colts are basically just chucking it with him. But Williams is 29th in the league in average completed air yards, where the guy catches the ball. And so there's the discrepancy. They have taken the shots. And with just 4 games so far, I would think if there was a post route that was caught, I don't know, 25 yards downfield, and a deep dig that was 17, 18 yards downfield, just 2 completions added into the numbers that he's got right now, that it wouldn't be quite as skewed.
Who are you, and what did you do with Brad Biggs? Average intended air yards? What is that, Brad? He's 6th in the league in what?
I've just looked up the data here, buddy.
Okay.
I'm trying to help you understand
okay.
where they're at. The point is, it's not all been screens and you know, little hitch routes and swings at the line of scrimmage. They have thrown the ball downfield. They just haven't hooked up on enough of them.
Right.
I'm looking at the division, and I'm looking at Goff 18 for 18. Jordan Love, what do you have, 389 with 4 touchdowns. Sam Darnold's like the comeback player of the year.
Caleb Williams might be in the MVP conversation.
Yeah. And now all of a sudden, 1/4 of the way into this season, you wonder, okay, I get it. Caleb Williams is not, right now, is good enough not to get you beat. At some point, when can we start to expect him winning games instead of just not losing them? Is that unrealistic for this season with this schedule?
I think it's just early. It's really early. I mean, you're talking about, you know, when can this rookie quarterback, you know, have these intangibles and experience where when the game's on the line with 6 minutes to play, that he's going to lift his teammates up on his shoulders and carry him to victory. That's a lot. And it's a good division. We knew it was going to be a good division, the division with good quarterbacks. And I think a lot of people have crapped on Jared Goff for a long time. You know, I can recall back the past couple of years, people thinking that the Bears had a better quarterback than the Lions did. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, well, they've got Goff, and we know what he's capable of. And the Bears have got Justin Fields, and we've seen what he's done, and you're sort of projecting what he can become. And he's not better than Goff yet, and obviously still not. So it's a really good division. What the Bears need to do is they need to stay in ball games with their defense, which they should be able to do, and hope that the offense can continue to make some gains. And the offense got better against a Rams defense that presented an opportunity for that. We know L.A. has been struggling on defense. The Panthers are coming in with a defense that has struggled statistically, that's without its best player, Pro Bowl defensive tackle Derek Brown. He's out for the year. Just in this past week, they've lost a pair of linebackers and Shaq Thompson to an Achilles, Josie Jewell to a groin and a hamstring. They're without DJ Wanham, an outside linebacker who gave the Bears problems when he was playing for the Vikings. That it's a piece-together defense right now for the Panthers that's allowing opponents to convert 49% of third downs. Here's something we might see this Sunday at Soldier Field, guys. Little preview. The Bears have had a tough time offensively in the first quarter this year. Carolina, through four games, has surrendered 37 points in the first quarter. So maybe the Bears get going quickly against the Panthers.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I think what's really interesting about this conversation and these questions, the idea, like, when is the quarterback going to, when does he have to be better, right? I think that the way that they won on Sunday, that can be repeated, and you can win the next couple of games if you can repeat that sort of performance. It is not essential for him to really start winning toward the end of games until you get to the point in the schedule where you're going to need that. And I know you don't know what you need on a given basis week to week, but I think that the formula that they seemed to stumble upon last week, running the football, using the field position, getting points when needed, using the defense to help get you better field position and get you points. That is a tried and true sort of methodology that we've seen in this town for a long time. And if Caleb then can start building on that, then you really got something going. But I think that what they did last week is great.
And this is a good situation to be in. He's thrown four interceptions. Okay, he had two in two ball games, right?
Yes.
And I think he's done a pretty good job of taking care of the football. So there's been some grumbling. I've heard some people talk about the need for him to be aggressive. Well, they're in a good spot as he kind of learns how windows open in the NFL, how quickly they close, what they look like, when to take a shot on one of those tight windows, as he's doing a good job of taking care of the football. That beats the hell out of the alternative, which is Caleb with seven picks through four games, right, with throwing some balls up for grabs when he's under pressure and just absolutely not seeing a safety in the middle of the field that's standing there to make an easy play. Like, that hasn't been a problem for them. So it's just going to take some time. And I realize everyone wants to see him, you know, become this elite franchise quarterback as soon as yesterday, but there's a process. Hopefully they found some things in the run game that they can build off of. We know it's a week-to-week proposition in the NFL, but if they can sustain some of the success running the football, I have to believe that will help them a little bit in terms of pass protection. Certainly it ought to help the play-action passing game, and they can continue to develop him before the schedule turns tougher in the second half of the season and they get stacks of these division games against some pretty good opponents.
This segment with Brad Biggs is sponsored by Estwing Professional Tools, made in the USA for 100 years. Estwing.com.
Brad, a lot of talk still about communication, and Matt Eberflus was asked a couple questions yesterday about the communication between Caleb Williams and his receivers and communication in general between the coaching staff and players. Is this going to be an ongoing theme, or do you think that once they win a couple games and maybe start to stack victories, it becomes less prevalent?
Yeah, hopefully it becomes less prevalent, because it's a good story when they have when you see these players step up and get involved and all that early in the season with the new offensive coordinator. But they'll need a new storyline here at some point. Yeah, communication is important. I'm not saying that that's not significant, and they've got to get better in some specific ways as well, right? Because there's been way too many false start penalties. Okay, I think that to a great degree is communication up front and kind of an understanding. They've got 9 false start penalties, which is second most in the league, behind only the Texans, who have 12. The Bears have got 30 total penalties, nearly a third of them false starts. should be pointed out, 4 of them came in that week 2 game at Houston. That's a super loud crowd for an amped up Sunday night game. And that's not to excuse it, but maybe add a little bit of context. But that's an area where you want to talk about, where do they need improved communication? Where do they need to do more of this? Where do they need to get this cleaned up? They've got to clean up the pre-snap penalties on offense.
Interesting to hear Jalen Johnson yesterday talked about going back on the field for the final possession with a minute left. And we know that that Matthew Stafford is a quarterback that has led teams down the field. And he says that the defense, they're all saying, hey, I'm going to get the big play. No, I'm going to get the big pick. I'm going to get the strip sack. That they have this sort of mentality where they're competing to be the closer of the game. That is beautiful stuff, if that is accurate.
Yeah, well, and they've got guys that are kind of wired that way on defense, mm-hmm. and they've got some really established players that have had a lot of success in the league, and they've got comfort and familiarity with the scheme, right? So I just think that all adds up to they're in a pretty good spot. I don't care who the quarterback is. If the quarterback's out of timeouts and he's got to go 92 yards against the Bears in a minute, the Bears are going to win that probably, 24 out of 25 times. Like, that's a really tough situation that Stafford was in there, but they got Daryl Taylor, the guy they traded for, is lined up over a guard, which is an athletic mismatch. He makes a spin move, and before you know it, he's in Matthew Stafford's kitchen, and it was ball game. So those are the kind of players they have on defense. I think those guys thrive in playing in the fourth quarter with a lead. They've got some things they need to correct, and I'm sure they'll be back to that beginning tomorrow morning to get ready for a Carolina team that's been better offensively the last 2 weeks with Andy Dalton at quarterback. But again, they're shorthanded there. Adam Thielen, the wide receiver, I believe he's on injured reserve. Mm. So Dalton's done a nice job of taking care of the football. The Panthers have had some success running the football with Chuba Hubbard. He's averaging almost 5.5 yards a carry. But the Bears should feel like they're in a good situation for Sunday's game.
Great stuff, Brad. Learned
great
a lot.
Stuff, buddy. Thank you. Yeah, David's writing down
have
all this.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, pal. That is our guy, Brad Big.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.